Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today we are being joined by the Perry Superintendent, Clark Wicks. And Clark, thank you so much for stopping in.
As always, thank you for the invitation, Shaquan. Always great to talk about Perry Schools.
You are absolutely welcome. And yeah, it is always great. And, you know, I know the school board just recently held their meeting on Monday, and so there was a lot to talk about. We'll start here. You kind of got a cool presentation, a cool update from a couple of teachers, or actually I should say administrators, about educational excellence. So talk about that.
You bet. Well, one of the board goals from our board work session that we had a couple of years ago talked about educational excellence. So we're going to highlight that each board meeting, along with a supportive learning atmosphere. But this one talked about educational excellence, specifically the high school. Mr. Snowgren and Mr. McCormick, the associate principal, did a great job talking about standards-based grading and just the rigor, the clarity that they, as well as the teaching coalition or teacher coalition, working as a team to help make the standard-based grading more effective, connecting standards-based grading with the actual letter grades, which in high school you need a GPA as you go on to college. But I think just some really rich conversations so that students will know exactly where they're at, teachers will know exactly where they're at, and just that combination of emphasizing educational excellence with the vehicle of standards-based grading was really well done. And then we had great support, I think, from our technology director in Rich Nichols. So it was a team effort, and they did a great job of explaining that.
Awesome. Well, thank you for going over that. And then the next thing I want to get to, well, I got to say, I know obviously their SiteLogic did a lot of work on the playgrounds at Perry Elementary, and they look fantastic.
They do look fantastic, and grass is starting to grow, and you know, we got the fence is around the front, and it's just really impressive. I drive up there and go, wow, this is a little bit different than when I first started out as a principal. Oh gosh, long time ago. But there we had, believe it or not, our playground was on blacktop.
Wow.
So
okay.
We have come a long ways with playground, and it has a great surface as far as safety. And boy, they look sharp. They're blue and white, and they really accentuate that idea of Blue Jay pride.
Absolutely. Yeah. So thanks for talking about that. But I know there's kind of more with the early package bid. So talk about that.
Yeah. The early package bid is going to deal with Perry Elementary again, but that will be adding three preschool rooms onto Perry Elementary. And we want to get that early package in because if they could get the footings and possibly even know the walls and get it enclosed, that might be too much of an expectation. But anyway, early package bids will be going out. We should get the bids in on September 19th. And then on September 22nd, we'll have a board meeting to see which bid will be the one that we go with. And it'll be exciting to get dirt turning and seeing those three rooms develop.
Absolutely. Again, we are speaking here with the Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Clark, I know you had another thing you want to highlight in your superintendent report.
Yeah. Beginning of the year is always a big moment. Now we're, you know, in our third week, but gosh, the year has started off well. People come back with good energy. Routines are going well. Expectations are going well. And one thing that was talked about earlier, probably in the summer at some point, was cell phones with the new law that has passed. And hey, kudos to our kids, our parents, and of course our staff for getting that going. And kids know what to do. They're putting either their cell phone, you know, in a container of some kind before they enter their rooms, or in their back or in their computer bag. But the whole idea is not to have them out during instructional time. And kids are doing great with that. So good start to the year, and all the different activities that are going on from cross country, the volleyball, football. And we see a lot of, it's just exciting when we see a lot of kids in these activities. And then, you know, cheerleading. We had a ton of young cheerleaders at Friday's game, and awesome, all their parents, and I had a full house. So it's just good to get back in action, see kids participating and being engaged.
Absolutely. And, you know, with that, with the school year kind of back in session, key dates that, you know, a lot of people need to remember, especially here in September. There's some big ones coming up.
You bet. Well, with homecoming coming up, it's going to be huge. So September 24th is a big one. That's when the parade, the homecoming parade, will begin. 5:30 is set up. 6 o'clock, we'll start to turn. Kudos to all the people that have convertibles. There's 6 of them that will be there for our homecoming court.
Wow.
And that's a cool thing to have these people that we've utilized for a number of years, some new. But September 24th, parade, 6 o'clock, showtime. And then with homecoming being homecoming football game on the 26th, but the whole week is full of a number of activities, which I think people will hear about from Tina Luderman later on, who is our activities director. So exciting times here at Perry Schools.
Absolutely. And so that's going to be kind of a great way to end the month. And then we get into October. But Clark, I know obviously, you know, you frequent, you go to all the different mm-hmm. levels of the schools and everything. And like you mentioned, so far seems things off to a good start.
You bet. Off to a good start, and it's always good to see people engaged, whether it's in our marching band to our participants in all the different sports, as well as have, like I said, dance, and you have cheerleading, and you have so many people that are involved. And, you know, throughout a year, you have over 1,100 events
Wow.
that happen. So public schools offer so much, I think, to our community, to our kids, which is our job. But just think of that, you know, 1,100 events throughout the year says a lot about what we have to offer. So great things about public schools in general and great things about Perry Community Schools.
Absolutely. Oh, but before I let you go, I did talk to Lindsay Pasuta, the Perry Chamber Director.
Yes.
And I do know the next Perry Power Hour
yeah.
is coming up on September 23rd, so people can come and I know
absolutely
get an update.
Yeah, so. Yep. I'll be giving an update, and we'll be talking a little bit about educational okay. excellence and kind of some themes that we focus on throughout the year.
Awesome. Well, just wanted to throw that plug out there. Again, that is the Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks joining us for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Clark, thanks so much for always rolling with the punches here.
Hey, you bet. And thanks for the invitation. As always, let's make it a great day.
Absolutely. Again, our Dallas County Let's Talk program is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.